We now begin the seventh parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, Hasochers Apolim. This is Mishnah, Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hasochers Apolim. If one hires workers, now a poel, like we said before, is a worker who's paid for his time, as opposed to for a finished product, like a koblen. And specifically in this Mishnah, we're talking about a sechir yom. That means a worker who is hired to work for a whole day, and he does whatever job he's told to do. So it gets to a variety of jobs, but the point is he has an extra pair of hands on the farm, whatever it is. So the point of our Mishnah is going to be that whatever is normal in that time and place in terms of the compensation that the day worker gets, that's what he can be expected to get. So it says the Mishnah, V'amar lehem lahashkim ulahariv. If the employer, after hiring them and fixing a price, he says, I'll give you $100 for the day, and then he tells the worker he's expected to come early or stay late, meaning earlier or later than it's standard in that time and place. The default that the Mishnah assumes, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, is that the workday begins at sunrise, meaning at sunrise the worker is expected to leave his home to set out to work, to walk there, of course, and then he's expected to stay on the job at the workplace until Tseisa Kochavim, until it becomes dark out. That's a normal workday, remarkably. So the assumption here is that if that's standard, so if the employer agreed to $100 a day wage, let's say, but then he asked the worker to come earlier or stay later, so then, Makom Shenagu Shlo LaHashkim V'Shlo LaAriv, if it's the place, if the normal custom in that time and place is that people don't come so early or don't come so late, meaning relevant to what the request of the employer was, Eino Rashai LaKofan, then the employer has no right to force him to comply with that request, meaning just for example, he's told to get $100 for the day. He shows up for work, and then at the work, the employer says, okay, listen, I'm paying you $100. Usually people get $50, but I'm giving you $100. I expect you to stay until 10 p.m. The worker can say, no, that's not the deal. The deal is that workers get to leave at nightfall, and that's what I'm leaving. And if the employer says, well, why do you think I'm paying you $100? The standard is $50. He can say, listen, I thought you wanted to get quality work or, you know, whatever it is, and that's why you're paying me more. But no, and if the employer refuses to pay him, the employee could you know, sue him instead and take him bezdin to get paid. So the point of the Mishnah is that it's everything goes by the standard custom, unless of course they agree ahead of time to different terms. The Mishnah says further, Makom Shenagu Lazun, if the custom in that time and place is that the day worker is provided with food, so then Yazun, the employer must provide them with food. Lesapek b'masika. If it's more than just food, but there's also extra frills, you know, he provides them with, you know, dessert, whatever the story is. Masika would mean things in excess of the basic, you know, bread and water type food. So then yisapek, if that's the custom, he must do it also. Shulchan Aruch gives examples like dates and figs, but, you know, whatever would be normal in that time and place. Hakol kaminaga medina, says the Mishnah, everything is based on what's the prevailing custom in that place. Now, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Sha'amar Levano. It once happened that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya said to his son, Tsei Sechor Lano Polim, go out and hire us some workers, meaning find us some day workers who will come help us with our field work. Halach Upasak Lehem Mazonos. So the child, the son, goes to where the day workers look for employment, and he made a deal with him, come work at my farm with us, and we'll give you Mazonos. We'll provide you with food. But he didn't specify exactly what kind of food, how much food. Ukashevo etzel aviv, then the son comes back and reports to the father what happened. Amar lo, and the father then says to the son, Bani, my son, afilu ata osa lehem kesudas shloma b'shato. Even if you provide them with a meal as elaborate as the fancy meals that Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, provided when he was the king, lo yatzas yadei chovascha imahen. You still wouldn't have fully fulfilled your obligation to them when you say to give them food. Shehem b'nei Avram, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov, because they are the children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and therefore they're entitled to even a bigger, better meal than Shlomo Melech provided. The base of that, the idea is that if you look at the story of Avraham, who provided for three guests, he took three cows for three guests. So you see, he was obviously exorbitant in terms of what he provided. And Yitzhak and Yaakov don't provide meals, but the point is that this is a din that's applicable to the children of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, meaning Jews, as opposed to, let's say, if we would have just said Avraham, then that would include Yishmaelim and so on. Okay, that's his shita. That's the shita of this Yochanan ben Masya, that if you don't specify how much, then it's open-ended, and Jews are entitled to, like, as much as they want, essentially. Ella, So rather, the father says to the son, Ad shlo yaschilo, before they begin work, there's still an opportunity to renegotiate with them, because the halacha is, once they start working, what you've committed to, you can't back out of no matter what. But here, if you committed something exorbitant, you could back out of it, provided they haven't started working yet. So before they are yaschilo b'malacha, before they start working in their work, say ve'emor lahem, go and tell them, al manas she'ein lachem alai ela fas ve'kitnes bilvad. Go tell them that your employment is conditional on you accepting that you're only being provided with bread and, like, beans, you know, bread and peanut butter. And that's it. Not more than that. Now, many learn that this is actually, this amount of, and spread of food of just, you know, pasta and kitnes, bread and peanut butter, whatever it is less than the prevailing customs. The point is, you're allowed to stipulate less if they agree ahead of time. But if you don't stipulate ahead of time, then they get as much as normal. And again, here, this Yochim Masya Shita is, if you don't specify what Mazonos means, it's sort of, the sky's the limit, essentially. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo hayat sarach lomar hakol k'mina gamadina, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and this is the halacha, that there's no need to specify what Mazonos is, because if you specify something just generic, like I'll provide you with food, it's hakol k'mina gamadina, everything goes on based on what is normal prevailing customs in that time and place. Very difficult to equate that to what would be practical in real life, bizman hazeh, in this time and place. But anyways, the principle is the principle.